I'm David Brancaccio. A court in California has told Uber and Lyft that those drivers are employees, not independent contractors, temporarily at least. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is here. Kristen, California has a law to this effect that's under challenge?
Yeah, a new law called Assembly Bill 5 went into effect at the start of the year, and it did reclassify gig workers as employees. But Uber and Lyft have continued to put their drivers down as independent contractors. Uber has tried to skirt the law by letting workers set their own rates so the company can say drivers are truly contractors who work for themselves. So this preliminary injunction is the state basically calling these rideshare companies out and saying, hey, what you're doing is not legal and you need to comply.
So what then happens now?
Lyft and Uber have 10 days to appeal. If the judge sides with the state, the companies could owe penalties and compensation to drivers. And this isn't the only thing the gig economy is keeping an eye on right now. In November, California voters will likely see a ballot measure from these companies as an exemption that classifies app-based drivers as contractors. Obviously, rideshare companies want to win this, or it will cost them a lot more to operate.
What does this mean, though, for the whole gig economy idea?
Well, California is Uber and Lyft's biggest market, and though this preliminary injunction targets them, it sends a message to other gig-based companies like food delivery apps, because it would be a big step in forcing these companies to pay minimum wage and overtime, plus other things like vehicle mileage. And experts say this could push states to do the same. For riders, it could mean higher costs.
All right, Kristen, thank you.